Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey guys, we got a great guest on the podcast today. His name is Don Jamieson. I'm sure you've probably heard of him. He was on That Metal Show with Eddie Trunk and Jim Florentine. He has done radio stuff. He's done work with HBO. I mean, this guy, man, he's done a lot of shit, let's just say that. And it is always an honor to have him on the podcast and to call him a friend of Talking Metal. So stay tuned for my interview with Don Jamieson. Before we do that, though, let's start off the show by giving a big thanks to the people who make this show happen. I'm talking about the patrons on Patreon. Patreon.com/talkingmetal. Join us there for discussion and for bonus podcasts and all sorts of other stuff. So, Stephen Saylor, thank you, sir. Steve Hoker, Mike Jones, Dan Gerwan, those guys are upper tier dudes, those four dudes right there on Patreon. So thank you guys. You guys rock. Also want to thank Jerry from Long Island, Metal Dan, Emma from Australia, Patrick Schwartzman. How are you, Patrick? Brad from Utah. Brad, what's up? Thanks for the text, Brad. I see you're picking up skiing again, huh, man? That's great. That's great. My knee right now is screwed up, so I'm not sure how much skiing I'm going to be doing this winter, but I love getting the picture. So thank you, Brad. Maybe I'll see you at M3. Tommy Anderson, or is it Andreessen? Andreessen. Tommy Andreessen? I'm not sure. Jason Seth, Jay Vaninsky, Matt Carroll, Drake, Sam Soupy, Fred Rutz, Joe Ryan, Michael Street, Ron Embody, Steven, Jean-Francois Blas, James Bennett, Ron Keel. Yeah, that Ron Keel. Mr. David S. Gray, Anthony Mackey, Richard Langridge, Leo from Alaska. Did I already say his name? Kenny McKiernan, Gregory, Adam Marr, and Jean Bouvary. That's all you guys. Thank you. You guys rock. Here's the episode.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and anything else we feel like. We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Just Hey, it's Mark Striegel. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Tuesday, Talking Metal Tuesday. We try to get these posted every Tuesday, and we've been doing that since 2005. We were picked up by Spotify, a couple years ago at this point. They started distributing our RSS feed, the Talking Metal Podcast subscription RSS feed, and now they have pulled us off. And I will talk about this a little further later, because honestly, I'm not real happy about it, and I am wondering if this is a sign of things to come. So let's talk about that later, but let's first mention that we heard some Thin Lizzy coming into the podcast here with John Sykes on guitar, Thunder and Lightning. Such great stuff. And I know Don Jameson is a big fan of Thin Lizzy. Massive fan. Far bigger fan than I am. I don't know if I'd be considered a casual Thin Lizzy fan, but Don is the extreme opposite of that. He's hardcore. He loves that band. And one thing I love about Don is he always makes me laugh, whether the microphone is on or off. When you're hanging in a bar with him just chatting, he is always an entertaining guy to talk with. And wow, his fourth comedy record is coming out on Metal Blade, and he's going to tell us all about this record. I'm looking at it right now. It is great. I've heard it. He gave me a physical copy of it when we hung out. You got to pick this up. February 21st, I believe, is the day it comes out. So do yourself a favor and pick it up. Let's hear from Don right now. This is an interview that I did. Emily was with us. We were hanging out at Dingbats, and we went across the street to Dingo's, I think it's called. Hung out there, too. These are two bars in Clifton, New Jersey, and they have live music at Dingbats, a great and somewhat famous New Jersey rock club, I would say. So let's get into this interview right now with Don Jameson. Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and we are here at Dingo's across the street from Dingbats, where Don Jameson is hosting a night of great bands. Don, welcome back to Talking Metal. How are you, man?
Hey, great to see you and Emily again, as always.
Great to see you, too. And great to hear your new record. Metal Blade sent me a link to it today, and you're giving me the physical copy right now and a very familiar album cover, Denim and Laughter. Biff approved of this cover?
Yeah, well, yeah. Biff likes his red wine.
Yes.
And after a couple of bottles, I did mention to him that I was probably going to steal the artwork to one of his classic albums, yeah. and got him to agree under the influence. So we took it a step farther and did the whole packaging based on that. And then I was actually going to have the guys in the band, the guitarists, do kind of a knockoff version of Denim and Leather. To do the intro and the outro on the record, but they had come and gone into the studio, but their producer, Andy Sneap, was still there. Okay. So I was emailing with Andy, and he goes, "No, they're not coming back. They're done." And I was like, "Do you mind laying something down for me?
Okay, so that little intro track at the very beginning
is Andy Sneap, yeah,
wow,
who's awesome. Now in Judas Priest.
Yes, that's awesome.
So
that's awesome. And the album is coming out on Metal Blade. It'll be out soon on February 21st.
Yep.
And this is what, the fourth record with Metal Blade?
Fourth stand-up album. Yeah.
Wow. And the history with them, can we talk a little bit about that? I mean, how did you first meet up with Brian? How did you get involved with Metal Blade? Because obviously you're one of, a few comedians who've had releases on Metal Blade?
Yeah, three of us. Myself, Jim
And he
Florentine,
mentions you in the book.
Jim Brewer, yeah.
Well, I recently read Brian's book. Brian Slagle's book, and he mentioned
the Metal Blade book. For the sake of heaviness.
Yeah,
yeah, I tell you, man, you know, once making CDs became something you could do in your bedroom and you could kind of DIY it for comedians,
right.
Every comic was putting out albums, but I still wanted that connection, that extra kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I had found it with Metal Blade because, obviously, besides being a fan of the label and its bands, you know, since I was a teenager. I hadn't met Brian, and then I went on the road and opened for his band, Charred Walls of the Damned.
Okay, right.
Which is Tim Ripper Owens and Richard Christie.
Yes.
And he came and saw a couple of the shows. He's like, man, I haven't seen a comedian open for a band in a long time. He goes,
yep.
You know, if you have enough for a full album, I'd love to do a deal with you. That was also a night of drinking red wine. So I seem to be doing good. If people are drinking red wine, they want to be in business with me somehow.
Yeah, right on.
And we've been putting out albums together for the last 8 years.
Awesome. And again, the album is Denim and Laughter. It's coming out February 21st on Metal Blade. Don Jameson, it's a comedy record. It's great stuff. I heard it today, and
Thank you, Mark.
It was recorded in L.A. this time. I know the last one was recorded in your kind of neck of the woods of Jersey. What's the difference? Is it a big difference between the L.A. crowd and the Jersey crowd?
Yeah. Well, I like to do all my albums in places where you get the vibe of where the album's recorded.
Right.
You know, a lot of comics, you know, they'll pack out a theater and they'll get these huge laughs and it sounds amazing, right? But you don't know if it's Boston, Dallas, Fiji, the Bahamas. It could be anywhere, right? So I always try to do mine in a specific place with a specific vibe. So this place in L.A., you know, I could have done it at a comedy club.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine owns a speakeasy.
Wow.
Literally an illegal club
right. In
L.A. And I thought, boy, that'll add some excitement
to
doing comedy, you know, knowing we might be raided at any moment.
Yeah.
And it came out exactly how I thought, man. It's recorded in front of 40 hardcore fans, and it's the perfect vibe. I love doing it in that setting. Everybody had a great time. We didn't get raided by the cops.
Good.
And we made a record out of it.
Absolutely, and it's a great record. And as a comedian, I mean, you do this on the record. You pick out people in your crowd, and sometimes you poke a little fun at them, you know, the Duck Dynasty guy or whatever. When you're doing this, I would be nervous about somebody. I mean, I think there's a lot of us that can laugh at ourselves, but there's some of us that can't.
Yeah.
And what happens to you as a comedian when you get that guy who doesn't laugh? You kind of poke a little fun at him, and he doesn't laugh.
You check the reaction.
Right.
You know, and you go from there.
Yeah.
You know, I had a guy the other night in a club. I mean, he was a dead ringer for Bernie Sanders.
Right, right.
But I was, you know, I wasn't sure because everybody's so triggered these days, especially with politics.
Yeah.
But I went for it, and even his wife just started, she doubled over.
Yeah.
She's like, everyone calls him that. And,
yeah.
And then the whole audience laughed because it was like, okay, you know.
And was he laughing?
He started laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I knew it was okay, and I called him Bernie the rest of the night.
Right.
And poked a lot of fun in it, and he was fun. But then sometimes you hit somebody, and you could tell it's not going over with them.
Right.
So you just move on.
You lay off.
All.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I knew doing the record that these were all fans of mine.
Yeah, they were going to be
so
okay.
So the guy who looks like he's in Duck Dynasty, I knew he'd be all right. And another guy in there looked like he was Gallagher.
Right,
of him.
Yeah.
Said if he wanted to come up and do the watermelon bit, he could. Yeah, smash it. So we had a lot of fun with that. But yeah, you never know, man. Especially, like as we talked off mic and, you know, everyone's triggered these days. So.
Yeah, and you know, in the wife beater bit on the album, and I think there's another one, PC Bands, you get into that. And it's something Emily and I have spoken about a lot. It's just like the climate today, it's just the political correctness seems like it's so ridiculous. And it drives me crazy that it's like you're afraid to say certain things. And I mean, as a comedian, it's refreshing to hear you address that, because I feel like there's so many comedians that want to stay clear of that and ride the line. And can you talk a little bit about where we're at now in this culture with political correctness?
Yeah. Well, I also, because, you know, I also want to make a point to people that it's so you can still joke about stuff, but, you know, we're just going to be, you know, I'm going to just be really absurd about it.
Right.
You know, it's to make the point of, hey, aren't we all getting a little uptight here? And I want to do that to put people at ease and make them feel like, oh, yeah, we're all adults.
Right.
We're in a nightclub having a good time. You know, he's right. We don't have to. You know, hopefully I put it to people, they kind of go, oh, yeah, you know, we can't call illegal, you know, you can't say illegal aliens, but you wouldn't call aliens from space Mexicans.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
like, yeah, yeah.
So I try to make it so absurd that even the most triggered person sort of goes, all right, yeah, I get it. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And besides the brand new album, which again is Denim and Laughter by Don Jameson, out on Metal Blade, February 21st, let's talk about what else you're up to. You're always doing gigs and shows like tonight at Dingbats, but you also have That Jameson Show. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and where we can find it?
Yeah, it's basically that metal show without Eddie and Jim.
right.
And I've been guesting on CompoundMedia.com. They have a bunch of comics on there with shows, most notably Anthony Cumia, one half of Opie and Anthony.
Right, yep.
And he created this network where, because he, you know, obviously he's a guy that was a shock jock on radio for many years. And you know, when this whole thing with free speech started to become, well, it's not really free speech anymore.
Yeah.
He just said, I'm going to go make my own network. He and Opie had broken apart. And so, you know, they were like, you know, we have a bunch of comics or shows on here. Some of them are political.
Right.
But we don't have anything that's kind of a comic that talks about rock. And so I've been done 35 shows with them now. I have 35 one-hour shows. And
they're videos and podcasts?
It's a video cast.
Yeah.
It's a subscription service, but there's some freebies up on YouTube. So if you type in that Jameson show, like I just interviewed Mark Morton from Lamb of God.
Right, I saw that.
We just put that one up on YouTube for free so people could check it out.
Cool.
And if they dig it, they can buy a day pass and see my show every Tuesday at 2:30, and
right,
or you could just keep watching the freebies on YouTube.
Absolutely. And I saw you retweeted maybe it was a picture of Matt Pinfield recently, and I recently read his book too, which I don't know if you've read that, but it's a really good read, especially the whole Jersey music scene and stuff, and him coming up in MTV, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that you know from your time there. Any memories of Matt back in the day? Because that picture you tweeted was great. I mean, he was already bald at like age 19
Matt,
or something.
No, I always say, I tell people, you know, I've known Matt since 1985.
Yeah.
And he looked exactly the same in 1985.
Right.
And had the same breadth of knowledge as well in terms of the music business.
Right.
Yeah, we were on the same college radio station together. And yeah, I retweeted his photo of being a WRSU at Rutgers University, and he hasn't changed a bit. He was, you know, one of the best music minds back then, as he still is, and he also had no hair back then either.
Right. Yeah.
So he really hasn't changed all that much.
Yeah, definitely a great guy, and I know he had an accident like a year or so ago. He seems to be doing well.
Yeah, I'm glad. I haven't seen him in a few years, so I'm glad. That is the one nice thing about social media, when people aren't yelling at each other and pretending they're outraged. You could actually catch up with people and go, oh, good, you know, Matt's doing well. I'm really happy for that. So,
absolutely. Me too. So, craft beer. I got a kick out of the bit on the record where you seem to have a lot of anger about people who drink craft beer. You're a Bud Light guy, a Coors Light guy. Miller Light, okay.
Well, Mark, that was the thing on my last record. The whole through line was about 6 Miller Lights.
Right.
Where when people ask me what I want to drink after shows, they'll go, oh, that was a great show. I'm going to buy you a beer. What do you want? I go, I'll take 6 Miller Lights.
Yeah.
That's the through line for the whole album. So for the last 2 years, every time I perform, I end up getting 6 Miller Lights after the show. Right. But then people would try to buy me craft beers, and I'm like, oh, I hate this. You know,
Do you really hate the taste of it, or is it just the idea of it?
It's just my lack of good taste buds, really.
Okay.
Then I can't really appreciate it.
Right.
Okay. But I tie it in with the whole hipster thing, and you know, I don't want to grow a neck beard and have a man bun.
Yeah,
you know,
no, it's very funny.
Because I drink Blue Moon, you know, and all that stuff. But honestly, you know, my favorite beer is a free beer. So if you wanted to buy me a Blue Moon right now, I'd probably drink it.
Fair enough. Again, the album is Denim and Laughter by Don Jameson. It's out February 21st. Definitely pick up a physical copy. We'll have it linked in today's show notes on talkingmetal.com, talkingrock.net, and I guess we'll let you get back. I know you're hosting bands across the street.
Yeah.
And what else is going on in the immediate future? Are you doing any more touring? Are you heading out on the road?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the UK and Europe for the first time.
Nice.
And I'm going to open for Biff Byford from Saxon.
Awesome.
He's got a solo album out. And I'm going to go and open those shows with them, and I'm really excited about that.
So he'll be playing solo shows outside of Saxon?
Yep.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. You know, doing obviously some Saxon songs, songs from his solo album, some covers. Right. And he asked me to come over and do it, and it was all a good tie-in with with my album, doing the parody of the Saxon, and I'm excited, man, doing England, Scotland, France, Belgium, Germany, Switzerland, and Sweden.
And do you have to tailor the jokes a little bit for that demographic and culture?
I have no idea.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
We'll have a follow-up when I get back.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Don. As always,
thank
great
you for
seeing
support,
you,
man.
And thanks for giving us so much great material and comedy with your CDs. Again, the album Denim and Laughter, out February 21st on Metal Blade by Don Jameson. Thank you.
That was my interview with Don Jameson, conducted last Friday in Clifton, New Jersey. And of course, the new record on Metal Blade is Denim and Laughter, a big nod to the Denim and Leather album by Saxon, with the packaging pretty much looking identical to the Saxon album. It's a great listen and really funny stuff. I mean, I legitimately mean that. I want you guys to do yourself a favor and give yourself a laugh and listen to this stuff. And it is, I think, my favorite Don Jameson album yet, although the other ones were quite good too, but this is definitely a good one. So go check that out on Metal Blade in really, really soon, actually, on February 21st, I want to say. Yes, just double-checked that, February 21st. I was supposed to have an interview with my other friend, John Wiederhorn, on this episode, but it just got canceled for the second time. He's got a new book out called Raisin Hell, which I've started reading, although I'm really into one of his older books right now, the Al Jorgensen book, which I've been reading on and off again for the last year, but now I'm just on a roll with it. It's so good. Al Jorgensen's autobiography. If you hear Emily singing in the background, that she's auditioning for a part in a local theater group. Actually, she already auditioned. She got a call back, so that's what that is. And I blew out my knee. Otherwise, I'd probably walk into the other room and tell her to be quiet while I record this, but it is tough getting up and down. Yeah, I blew out my knee in the summer, and then I ended up in the emergency room. They put a brace on it, and after about 2 weeks of wearing the brace or less, it was like miraculously better, and it's been great. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what the frick happened. I just woke up, and it was like throbbing and in pain again. So the brace is back on, and man, I walk Pearl like 3 miles a day, and then I'll get on the treadmill. I'm a very active person, so to be inactive is definitely a bummer. So I'm hoping that this knee gets back in shape real, real soon. And on that note, let's hit another song. I'm going to come back and talk about Spotify in just a bit. This is Newer Queensryche off the Verdict album. Been out a little while at this point. And it's an album, when it came out, you know, I wasn't like completely going crazy over it. I listened to it a couple times, but it wasn't until my friend Stephen Saylor sent me the physical copy recently that I've really dove into this record. And this is a cut well into the album. It's called Bent, and I love this song, man. Listen to this little rhythmic thing they do with the guitar and drums. I don't know. I love like the timing of how the chords just hit you on this at the beginning. It's called Bent, again, by Queensryche off The Verdict.
Still, both start and never know. The parents love and won't let go. The bullets in the train shoot. I'm zero and a 21.
some Queensryche with Todd LaTorre. Good stuff. I really, really am enjoying that album. Great, great music. Awesome. And it took me a while. Like I said, I wasn't totally into it at first. I liked it, but you know, there's something to be said about having the physical CD and listening to it in your car and not having, you know, Spotify or something with thousands of songs on it, being really forced to dive into a record, because sometimes you discover stuff that you might not have the patience for otherwise. And that song, Bent, is a perfect example. Wow, I love that song. And speaking of Spotify, yeah, so we got picked up by Spotify. When I say we, I mean Talking Metal, a couple years back, and they've been distributing our podcast via the RSS feed, which is how you get podcasts. And so anyways, they've taken us off. Now, I haven't gotten any concrete information on why they removed Talking Metal, but they removed a bunch of podcasts, and the common thread seems to be that the podcasts they removed play music. And again, this is not 100%, what's the word? This is all kind of speculation on my part, but and the parts of other people who are podcasters. But yeah, so all these podcasts were removed off of Spotify. Somebody told me that it was because Universal Music, one of the biggest music companies, told Spotify that they can't host podcasts that play music. And that would be because, you know, you can't, there's a sound recording right to the music. There's publishing. Everyone wants to scrape every little penny they can off of what they feel they're entitled to legally. And so basically Spotify has removed a lot of great shows, including this one. And is that going to hurt our listenership? Yes. Hell yes. Yeah. I mean, people get our podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and then Spotify, you know, so is this a thing to come? I mean, I've been doing this since 2005, playing music since 2005. Is Apple and Google going to follow suit and remove podcasts from their platforms that play music, quote unquote, illegally? Maybe. I don't know. And when that does happen, guys, I'm done. Okay? That's the end of Talking Metal. I'm not doing a show like you know, all these other freaking boring podcasts where the guy sits there, plays no music, and just talks and interviews people. I'm not doing that. And I know some of you said, oh, well, yeah, you should adjust the show. No, I'm not on podcast one. This isn't a corporation. This is a guy sitting in his basement right now, literally. And I'm not being told what to do. This is a freaking hobby. I appreciate that we have some people throwing some money at us on Patreon. That's awesome. That's awesome. It really is. The PayPal donations, it's awesome. But at the end of the day, am I even breaking even with this thing? Probably not, you know, if I go through all the expenses. And I'm not complaining, because I love doing it. I love playing music for you guys. I love doing the interviews. But I'm not going to be told what to do. You know, and people are like, well, you don't have to be distributed by Spotify. Well, yeah, that's true. But once Apple Music and Google follow suit, if that happens, the listenership of this is going to be nothing. And I'm not doing this to talk to myself. Really, I'm not. I love sharing interviews, sharing talented people with you guys via interviews. People like, you know, Jordan of Rad and Don Jameson doing some great comedy, and all the different people, Savi, who we spoke with, you know, last year, and so many fun interviews that I've done, and so many fun people that I've met and shared their music on this podcast. Do we contact ASCAP and BMI to clear the music? No, because we're not making any money, so we have no money to give them. What I will tell you is, through the years, bands have begged me to play their music. Even Sony has asked that we play clips of their music. You know, so now things are changed, and coincidentally, as all the music podcasts have disappeared off of Spotify, now they are hosting Podcast One stuff. So is that a coincidence? Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. But I'm not going to do this show for nobody, and I'm not going to do this show without music. So there you go. And if it comes to the point, I will continue to do this show, but if it comes to the point where people are telling me what to do with my hobby, I'm not going to do my hobby. If my hobby is so horrible and so illegal that people are trying to shut me down and threaten me legally and dropping my RSS feed from their platforms, I'm done. I'm out. Seriously. This is a labor of love, guys. And I love doing it for you, and I want to continue to do it for you in the format that we've always done this in the format that shows that we love this music and we promote this music. We play you stuff you're not going to hear. You think you're going to hear Bent by Queensrÿche on Sirius XM? Nope. There's no place that fits in there. Liquid Metal's not going to play that. I love Liquid Metal. I love Sirius XM. I seriously do. But is there any station that's going to play that song for you? No, there isn't. That's fine. That's what we have podcasts for, really. But when Universal is coming after people trying to, I mean, it's like they're shooting themselves in the fucking foot. Like, really, really. So, yeah, I'm not happy about the Spotify thing, but that's where we're at. Let's hit one more song and we're out, okay? Thank you for your support as always, guys. This is Heartbreaker by Dirty Honey. Another band you're not going to hear on the radio. Thank God for podcasts, right? All right, here we go. Dirty Honey, take us out.
You tell me that you need me in the dead of the night, the dead of the night, only to deceive me in my worried mind, my worried mind. But if you take my shackles off,